The 8-member Independent Democratic Conference has been the target of some bad headlines lately because some of their members have accepted stipend payments ranging from $12,500 to $18,000 for chairing committees when they were in fact the vice chairs, a position that does not legally entitle a senator to extra pay. The IDC's leader, Senator Jeff Klein, has said repeatedly, though, that it's all legal.
We're within the law.
And the Republicans, who control the Senate with the help of the IDC, agree. Nevertheless, the state attorney general and the U.S. attorney for Eastern New York are reported to be looking into the matter. The independent Democrats have also received some blowback from some constituents in their districts for informally ruling with the GOP instead of aligning with the mainstream Democrats. To counter those perceptions, the IDC has come out with a new promotional campaign. They're distributing it through social media, highlighting what they say are their progressive values and calling for a vote on a number of topics. It begins with Senator Klein.
There has been much misinformation and grandstanding concerning where the Independent Democratic Conference stands on key progressive issues. It is time that we set the record straight.
The Independent Democratic Conference members then go on to list issues that they say they all agree upon.
The codifying of Roe v. Wade to protect a woman's right to choose.
For the DREAM Act.
For gender.
The protection of family planning services.
For campaign finance reform.
Senators Diane Savino, Jose Peralta, Tony Avella, Jesse Hamilton, and David Carlucci are talking about adding the protections for a woman's right to choose abortion in the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision into state law, enacting the DREAM Act that would allow the children of undocumented immigrants to receive college aid, a law to protect the rights of transgender New Yorkers, and putting limits on the amount of money donors can give to political campaigns. The senators ask the mainstream Democrats to sign a pledge to commit to those issues.
It is time to call the roll.
A spokeswoman for the IDC says the point of the video is to show that there is unity among Democrats on the issues. It's paid for by the IDC's campaign committee. It's unlikely that the bills would pass, though, with 32 Democratic votes alone. At least two Democrats, Senator Ruben Diaz of the Bronx and Senator Simcha Felder of Brooklyn, are conservative when it comes to many social values. The IDC did not say whether they are seeking Republican votes on the bills. One Senate Republican, John Bonasick of the Hudson Valley, has said previously that he would support a measure to codify Roe v. Wade into state law. Also, if the bills are to be voted on, they would need the permission of the Republicans in the Senate in order to come to the floor for debate. In the past, when mainstream Democrats have offered similar bills in the form of hostile amendments, the measures have been rejected by the GOP. At least one progressive-leaning group is already criticizing the IDC's campaign. The pro-public school funding group, the Alliance for Quality Education, says the IDC has already failed the roll call because they voted for more money for privately-run charter schools. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.